American writer and photographer Michael Beninov has traveled around the world studying the cultures of nomadic people. His work has taken him to places from Mali to Jordan to Mongolia. Beninov writes about people who are threatened, endangered, or chased from their land. Recently, he joined a nomadic tribe in northern India called the Vangujar as they moved across the country. He said that he was surprised by how open and welcoming the group was to him.
They really invited me and welcomed me into their world and really was taken into the family with an incredible amount of warmth and trust.
Beninov noticed how the tribesmen cared for their herd of water buffalo. He found they consider the animals family members and would never kill them for food. Instead, they keep the animals for the milk they produce.
Every Vangujar buffalo has a name. Every buffalo, they say, has a unique personality. If a buffalo was to get sick, the family would be really racked with concern. And if a buffalo dies, they'll bury it and mourn for it, almost as if it was human.
Beninov followed the tribe as they moved with the seasons over 44 days.
In the fall and the winter, they live in an area called the Shivalik Hills.
They are a group of hills in northern India with a forest that provides enough food for the buffalo. By April, however, the area becomes very hot and the food is mostly gone, so they move to the cooler Himalaya Mountains. There, Beninov said, the Vangujar find food and water for their buffalo all summer. But India has begun turning some of its best lands into national parks, pushing out the Vangujar.
Some of them have already been forcibly evicted from the forests where they and their ancestors have lived for over 1,000 years.
The photographer also noted that the people he studied had a deep or profound connection to their environment.
There's a really profound kind of a relationship with the natural world. Maybe some of that comes from the fact that they're living really in intimate contact with the natural world, but also their perspective on it as something that is essentially sacred.
The Vangujar are Muslims. Beninov said he found them to be among the more open communities within India, especially the women. He says he experienced no barriers and he could spend time with the women in the family. Beninov says his experiences have made him understand the differences in the many cultures around the world. He noted, "As the world becomes a more homogenized place, I think it's really important to be remembering all of the different possible ways that it is to be human." Beninov has written about his time with the Vangujar in his latest book, Himalaya Bound. He says he hopes it will expand the world of his readers. I'm Jonathan Evans.